Seth Lakeman is one of the brightest stars in the British folk scene. His legendary high energy performances, a series of best-selling albums over the last decade have brought him a massive audience. His latest release is called Ballads of the Broken Few. He's touring the UK over the next few weeks and he's here now playing and singing live. It is Seth Lakeman.
Down on the moor, the green old field, there lies a knight, the slain under his shield. His hounds they lie down at his feet, so well they can for their master key. The bold knight above, if you could see that angel with her love. Old knight above, if you could see that angel with her love. Down on the moor, a fallow girl has greeted with young in the world. She lifted up his bloody head and kissed his wounds. The bold knight above, if you could see that angel with her love. The bold knight above, if you could see that angel with her love. Once more. Upon her back and carried him with no hands attached. She buried him before her prime until she was dead at even time. The bold knight above, if you could see that angel with her love. That angel with her love. Bold knight above, if you could see that angel with her love. Bold knight above, if you could see that angel with her love. Once more. Once more.
Thank you very much indeed to Seth Lakeman. Bold Knight live in the studio. Great to see you. Come and take a seat over here, please, young man. Very good to have you on the show. The last album before this new one, Ballads of the Broken Few, the last one was Word of Mouth in 2014.
Yeah.
The last couple of years since then have been interesting for you, not least because of a very new arrival.
Oh, right, yeah, very, very new arrival. Hence, I've had to bring my son to work today. He's come up on the train from Devon.
We have gorgeous and, 3-year-old Morley in the studio with us. He is just the most dreamy kid, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot even begin to tell you. Hi, Morley.
Thumbs up, Morley.
He's just beautiful. Anyway, he's going to carry on with his dinosaurs. He's having a really good time. You have a brand new baby who is...
We do, yeah.
How many days old now?
4 days. Jago Solomon... he's coming to the world and he's wonderful. Yeah,
so Seth, you have a 4-day-old, congratulations. Yeah. You have twins, you have a new album out and you're about to go on tour. How did that go down with the missus then?
I can only stutter right now. That's about as far as I can take it. It was it wasn't all planned this way, but I think we can make it work, you know.
Yeah.
I just think Morley might have to come on the road with me now. It's just the way it goes, isn't
he
it?
He looks very happy
He's
to be
happy
on the road with you.
I think he would love to be on a tour bus and with a band. Wouldn't you, Morley?
I was going to say, there is there's that terrible thing of having to toss up the thing of leaving, you know, a new baby and your lovely family and going on the road, which is sort of really hard work. And then also slightly being able to shut the door and go, oh, I can eat
sleep.
A sandwich when I want to.
Yeah,
I can leave the room when I want to.
I know. The freedom will be, it'd be quite a moment, I think, to get on the road. I'll enjoy it at first, and then obviously it'd be quite wrenching after a while.
Tell me about the new album. I want to know, I mean, does it have that same, I suppose the thread that's gone through a lot of your music, which is that same sense of very kind of compact energy, that sort of restless spirit of the previous music. And how has the sound evolved for you since the last album?
Well, yeah, I mean, you say the high energy and this restless spirit, but it's all based around narratives, really. It's based around the West Country. You know, it's something I celebrate within songwriting. So but this next record has it's a departure, you know, it's very different. I work with a man called Ethan Johns,
fabulous
producer, amazing.
He is such an incredible guy. When I was looking at quite how many people Ethan's worked with, I mean,
yeah,
everyone from Ryan Adams and Ray LaMontagne and Laura Marling and Paul McCartney, what did he bring then to your sound, to the flavour of your music and to the record?
Well, he brought, for one, he brought some wonderful moments. You know, he's an incredible percussionist and guitarist and singer and writer, you know, so generally just helping with arrangements. But I think he was very much in the sense of standing back and letting the kind of the way that we were recording was first take, let everyone forget about the red light being on, the recording process, not to worry about that so much. And less is more. I mean, that was something that he kept saying to me, and it definitely resonated towards the end. And when you listen back to something, you know, you can really hear how actually it's more powerful the moments that are left out. So I think...
So what, a very stripped back feel, but also an almost as live feel in as much as you could make it.
Yeah, absolutely. You can really hear, you know, the voices and the instruments. You feel like you're placed in the room with them because they're all recorded, including the sort of soft percussion of this 1920s marching drum, all in the same room in this Jacobean manor house in Somerset called Mumford Manor. We recorded that for 4 days, pretty much. It was put together, so it was very quick.
Very quick,
fast process.
Great place to make a record.
It was cool, yeah. Really enjoyed it.
What are you going to do for us next?
Well, I'm going to play you a song from that record, yeah, Ballads of the Broken Few. This one is called Silver Threads. Something a bit more, sensitive, something a bit more about moving on in life. You know, when you've got children and, you know, you're married, it's different to writing about other people. When you're, you know, you've got that personal approach, I guess that's the way I approach this song, yeah.
Thank you very much. We'll hear it now. More live music from my guest, the brilliant Seth Lakeman. And as he said, it's from Ballads of the Broken Few, his new record. This is Silver Threads.
From here I'm growing old. Silver threads among on my brow today, and darling, you will ever be always young and fair to me. But time is fading so fast away. For every heart that beats
breath you draw today. For every year that passes, you will be an elderberry nestled and entwined. Every day that's granted for you and for me, a final drink of rich and flowing wine, and life goes on.
Silver Threads, live music from Seth Lakeman, taken from his latest album, Ballads of the Broken Few. Seth, you've had, I mean, such a kind of extreme journey, musical journey, to where you are. You know, a first album that kind of just went very nowhere, and then Mercury nominated, and suddenly you're everywhere. I remember being at Mercury's that night.
Right.
When that year that you were nominated, and it was suddenly like, wow, who is this guy? And where's he come from? And it felt like a very sort of overnight thing.
Yeah.
And then, I also wondered as well how kind of folk audiences took to you, because your style is different. It's much more extrovert than a lot of folk performers, and whether you always felt kind of very natural and relaxed about everything that you were doing, or whether it felt like you were pushing against something quite a lot of the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a bit of a roller coaster in that sense. I know what you mean. In terms of where I sit, it's always difficult to say when you're a songwriter. You know, I generally work on a record with a concept to start with. So whether that's sitting within a certain genre is hard for me to say. I mean, I play the fiddle. I get up every day. I play fiddle tunes, and that's what I do. So I am a folk musician. But in terms of a songwriter, I guess I'm quite progressive in that sense. And you know, I enjoy writing contemporary stories about, you know, from Solomon Brown to writing legends. You know, Based upon Kitty J and people, you know, the
well, Kitty J was one of the tracks that people went, I mean, that really was kind of, that was so transformative.
There
seemed something
to connect,
about that story where people were going to the roadside, where she was buried, and this
almost
kind of
making that pilgrimage, doing the Dartmoor tour. I mean, there's a few stops that, you know, you see people.
Is there a Seth Lakeman tour?
I don't know about
there's
that.
There's so got to be.
People have been doing it, and
there's
playing
somebody
Kitty
out there
J,
making
you know,
money,
the record, which
taking
is
people to pubs, going, and Seth once had a pint in here, and he once played in there, and he trod that moor. Trust me, there's a whole industry out
maybe
there.
Maybe we need to do that.
Yeah, because you haven't got enough on your plate at the moment.
Oh no. No, I'm sure the wife would be happy with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe not. So, looking at the dates, it is a very full on. I mean, it's literally pack up the bus, move to the next town until kind of midway through December, and then a bit of time off for Christmas, and then you're off to Germany the new year.
Yeah. No, we're playing Celtic Connections just before that, actually. So I'm doing a short tour of Scotland as well, just to throw in there. Why not? No, it is busy, but it seems to have worked very well. I've been working with three girls on this new record called Wildwood Kin, and they're wonderful intuitive harmony singers from Exeter, almost spiritual Americana in a way,
and they're supporting on the tour, aren't they?
They're supporting, and you know, they sing a number of songs with me within the set, so it's a very different style, that, but it's a real journey that seems to it seems to have people on, because you've got that high energy kind of festival type raucous stuff that people really connect with and want to get up and dance, but you've also got the more sort of sensitive subjects, and certainly with this new record and the ballads that have come out of other records like Word of Mouth and Tales from the Barrow House, it's a real journey that people are taking on. So
I don't know what to say, except I am in awe and admiration for you and your wife that you somehow managed to pull off this great career, fabulous family. You do have the most adorable little boy of them. Morley, I've never met a nicer, better behaved 3-year-old in my life. You win top prize. You go straight to the top of the behaviour chart. High five. Congratulations.
High five, Morley.
You're going to do one more live track for us, Seth. What's it going to be?
I will. I'm just thinking about it. I might sing you a song called Anna Lee, if that's all right. This is a song that featured on Dirt Farmer, Leave on Helm's record. So I'm going to sing you that.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. Fantastic stuff. Thank you so much to Seth Lakeman. That was Anna Lee And Ballads of the Broken Few is the name of the new album, the title track, released as a single next week, the 11th of November. If you want to catch Seth live, he's got a sold-out gig, actually, at the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester next Tuesday. Then he's off to Cheltenham, Bridport, Portsmouth, Yeovil, a whole heap of other places all across the UK. You can find out the details online. Seth, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. No, absolute
great
pleasure.
To see you. Congratulations on the new baby, and great to see you too, Morley.